I'm Mark Pfeffer, and this is PeopleTech, news from the world of HR technology by the HCM Technology Report. This edition of PeopleTech is sponsored by Advos HR Workplace Edition. It's a platform that provides the information and tools you need to elevate your company brand as well as your recruiting content. It has collaboration and advocacy features that make it easy for your team members to work together and amplify your company's brand, message, and content. Advos HR Workplace Edition. Learn more at www.advos.io. And now the news. Last week, we reported that many, if not most, enterprises barely bother with HR when they're planning for a workplace transformation. Now we've got a report from Willis Towers Watson that says companies that do prioritize workforce issues turn in stronger financial performances. Willis said that many companies have been slow to develop formal plans, and most say they need a breakthrough in leadership development if they're going to transform successfully. It's nice they recognize that. Digital transformation means companies are using more contingent workers and reducing their full-time headcount. That means the leadership profile is changing, and that means that the approach to leadership development has to change as well. HR departments are taking the challenge very seriously, Tracy Malcolm told me. He's Willis Towers Watson's global leader for the future of work. Companies, he said, have to address how they'll get their work done. The ones who understand how automation and digitalization will affect their workforces are going to have a big leg up over their competition. But corporate America seems to be putting all this off. Only 14% have developed integrated digital and business strategies. About half either react to changes with rudimentary digital approaches or have a digital strategy that's out of sync with their business strategy. Less than half say they're effective at retaining workers, whether contingent or full-time, who have the technology skills they need. And that brings us back to HR's involvement. Malcolm said nearly a third of these organizations include leadership, culture, human capital management, and structure in their transformations. Those companies also report financials that outpace their peer groups by a factor of 2.5. This edition of PeopleTech from the HCM Technology Report has been brought to you by Advos, the platform that elevates your company brand and recruiting content. www.advos.io. And to keep up with the most important news impacting HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.